While he closed the door, she set the tray on his desk and removed the metal cover from his plate. Voila, your hodgepodge dinner is served. The smell of baked brown bread blended with the sharp, lemony aroma of hollandaise sauce. Retta had done her best to provide an assortment of meats, sides, and condiments to accommodate the captain's unknown tastes. He walked over and stared down at the chipped clay dish. The varied portions of food sent their steam up into his hood as he took the fork and poked it into a hunk of chicken. He turned and held it in front of her face. She pressed her lips together. Great, all that sparkling charm and trust issues, too. Finally, she took a bite, then lifted a hand to start clawing at her throat, ready to foam at the mouth and fall on the floor to put on a good show, but felt his stare harden as his lips became a stern line within the opening of his mask. So instead, she swallowed and held her arms out to the sides to show that she was not about to writhe in the throes of death. He picked up a piece of ham and popped it into his mouth. She let her arms flop back down. Oh, so pork gets a pass?
I'll gamble that if the kitchen poisons one thing, they'll poison it all.
He chewed while he picked up another bite of the ham.
Also,
he tossed the other piece in his mouth.
I don't like chicken.
There goes tomorrow night's menu. But she softened her tone as she nodded toward his plate. I found some asparagus for you, by the way. It's out of a can, but I thought you might like it. He stopped chewing and looked at her. You know, because you said you remember having it as a kid? She prompted him. You said something about your mother, where you grew up. He scooped up the piece of brown bread and dropped the cover onto his plate with a clang.
Have you created the diagrams of the compound I asked for?
Now hear this. The iceberg is showing no signs of melting, not one dribble. I haven't had a chance since I had to catch up on my work in the garden and the kitchen, she informed him with a frown. Most of my day was tied up playing Little Dutch Docent.
No excuses. You had an assignment. My orders supersede your other duties.
He shoved half the bread in his mouth and discarded the rest onto the dented plate cover. Oh, well, I suppose I'll get right on it? Before you pull that stick out of your ass and beat me with it. He seized the napkin from beside his plate and briskly wiped off his gloved fingers. His eyes were set far back in the gloom of the hood, as if he'd deliberately pulled the garment forward to obscure his masked features further. Was that all on purpose? His preference for intimidation rather than interaction? I wish he'd drop this whole man of mystery act and take the stupid mask off.
I've been reviewing the notes you took.
He poured some red wine from the pitcher.
They're incomplete.
She opened her mouth to retort, but stopped when he casually extended his glass toward her. She put her hands on her hips. I poured that wine from the bottle myself. He continued to hold forth the glass, his eyes glowing cat-like within the hood. With a sigh, she ambled back to him. She took a large sip and swished the wine around. She swallowed it dramatically and set the glass on his desk. Satisfied?
For now.
Well, getting me drunk on the first date won't get you anywhere. She cringed as soon as the wisecrack came out. He took a gulp of wine, and his gaze seemed to press down on her. She should watch herself, like Cornelis had said, like any sane-minded individual would in her circumstances.
You can scratch attention to detail off your skills list.
The captain picked up the notepad in his other hand and tilted it toward her.
You have no trouble running your mouth, but you do a piss-poor job of listening. Several items are missing that I expressly told you to include.
She had to bite the inside of her cheek. Careful, Vanessa. Well, sometimes you threw me a bunch of terms I'd never heard of.
Such as?
Such as 50,000 caliber something-rothers and anti-person-whatevers.
Mines. Anti-personnel mines.
He took another drink and set his glass down firmly.
Next time, I'll draw pictures.
The last threads of her restraint unraveled. Okay, there's a difference between being careful and being a doormat. Well, burying a bunch of mines is a half-baked idea. We do have cows and other animals that wander around the fields here, and if you're not crazy about chicken now, just wait till one explodes all over you.